A lot to talk sports-wise. Yeah. NBA playoffs. Charlotte Hornets tied the series 2-2 after a win 89-85 against Miami Heat. Trailblazers did the same thing after winning against the Clippers 98-84. And then the Thunder won Game 5 over the Mavericks 118-104. But they have audio of Kevin Durant. He called Mark Cuban an idiot. Now, Mark Cuban owns the Dallas Mavericks. He's also on Shark Tank. The guy's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And Kevin Durant plays for OKC. Would you ever, in an industry that is small, that you can maybe be traded? I don't know Kevin Durant's, you know, how far he's got on a contract, that you might eventually need somebody. You need a billionaire like Mark Cuban.
Yep.
They had said to him, Mark Cuban had said that Kevin Durant was OKC's only real talent. He was the only superstar on the team. Mm-hmm. Here was Kevin Durant's response when a reporter said, "What do you think about that?"
He's an idiot. Don't listen to he's an idiot. All right, that's what we got to say about that. You know, he's an idiot. Next question.
He just called him an idiot a few times. He's an idiot. He's an idiot. He's an idiot. Oh, you guys are trading me? I'm going to Mavericks? Cool.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban, you're the best.
And Golden State Warriors said yesterday that Curry has a sprained right knee, and he's going to be out for at least a couple of weeks, which kind of, you know, may go against the Warriors. It may not. They may just rally, and that might be enough to push them through. Who knows?
So that's what's happening on the NBA. In the NFL, a few things. Sam Bradford has just come out and said he's demanding to be traded from the Eagles. He was not happy that they traded up to get to the number 2 overall pick in the draft. He said he's not going to show up for their offseason program anymore.
I caught a little
bit. Bye, Sam Brady. Are we fighting for him?
I caught a little bit yesterday on ESPN, and they were talking about him, and they said, like, you know, that they can't allow agents and players to dictate, like, what goes on. He's under contract. He just signed a 2-year deal with them. So, you know, he's going to...
Is anybody fighting for Sam Bradford?
No.
Step down, Sam Bradford, okay?
No. Yeah, where's he going? And the thing is, like they were saying yesterday about this whole thing, is that if people start seeing agents and players being a pain in the butt like that's really...
That's not going to help his case.
No, that could put them off going elsewhere, like, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And then most important, U.S. Court of Appeals reinstated the NFL's 4-game suspension against Tom Brady. The NFL Players Commission said that they're disappointed. Brady, of course, he's lawyering up now and over all of his legal options with his attorneys. Just take the 4-game suspension. My God.
And you know what's going to happen?
All know you did it. We all know you're guilty.
And suck it up.
Yes.
And if you hadn't whined and cried before and took the 4-game suspension, it would be done with now, and you'd be getting ready to prepare for the next season.
Yeah, instead of all this flip-flopping going back and forth, the NFL commissioner or the Court of Appeals said that Roger Goodell properly used his authority when he initially made the decision.
So just take, you know, you've done the crime, do the time, it's done.
Yes, I'm with you.
Keep whining
I've
like
done
a
it.
Baby. Yeah, so you know.
It's a lot easier.
A lady of experience is talking. Do the crime, do the time.